Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church. Today, we're going to continue on our healing journey with step 5, repentance. Repentance is taking the decision to turn away from these things that you've done. Turning away from sinful habits, from bad habits, things that you really don't like, things that you acknowledge that is not pleasing to God. You repent from it. You say, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I regret that I have even done it. And I take the decision not to repeat it again. Because repentance is important in a healing process. Because in repentance, you're standing to say, I'm going to stop doing this and I'm not coming back to it. I'm going to do my best not to come back to it. That's repentance. And repentance also involves you getting on your knees and asking God to forgive you. Because so far, you have forgiven the ones that have done something to you, including yourself. But this time, you go into God, that God forgives you for what you've done to yourself and to others. And you repent, you change from it. And that is the importance of repentance. You got to forgive and also ask God to forgive you. Because the one who gives you the 10 commandments is holding you up to those 10 commandments. And if you don't go to him for forgiveness, you violate his commandments. Well, you're not aligning yourself with them. So it is important for you to get on your knees and ask him to forgive you. Align yourself with him. Repent from all those things that you did. Make a 180, a U-turn, in order for healing to take place. As written in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's logical. Let's say you have a pig, for example. You go out and you wash the pig. The pig is clean, but right after you finish washing him, what does he do? He goes right back in the mud. And you go back and you wash him again. You're going to go back to the mud. Eventually, you're going to come to your senses and realize, okay, this is a pig. I ain't going to be washing it. I'm just going to let it wallow in the mud. So, logically with God, he's telling you, look, don't take on this pig behaviors. If I wash you and you go back to it, you act like that. I'm not going to keep on washing you because eventually you're choosing to go back in the mud. But the day you let go of that mentality, you repent because you're not actually a pig. You're a human being. You can change that. The pig cannot change to be a pig, but you're a human being. So the day you change, you decide to repent, to get away from that and decide to act right. And you come, I will wash you. Fair enough, ain't it? That's what God is saying. Repent, change, and I'm going to wash you clean. And as you decide to repent, one important thing that you need to keep in mind is that with repentance comes grief. You choosing to let go of those behaviors, to let go of the old self, of how you used to be. That's piece of you, you choosing to let go. So that piece is going to die. It's going to be painful. And you're going to literally have to mourn that piece of you that is dying. But it's okay. The way you used to be must be no more. And that's going to hurt. And that's okay. Let it go. Let that piece of you go. As you go through that process, learn to grieve that old self Grieve it out. Let it go. Through tears, cries. Let it go. Get accustomed to the process of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. Get accustomed to those stages. And as you go through it, don't allow yourself to just linger in there, because all those stages are dangerous. If you get stuck in denial, you're never going to see that you need to change. If you get stuck in anger, you're going to be bitter and never be joyful and never have the ability to love. And if you get stuck into bargaining, you're just going to be delusional. And if you get stuck in depression, God, I don't even need to speak about that. You know the result of that. The only stage you want to stay is acceptance. And usually when you get to that point, that's when the tear comes out. And you let go. And you grow. And healing comes. It is hard to do it. It's going to take grace, God's grace, to walk you through it. And one of the prayers that helped me through it was mercy. That prayer is also available on our prayer collection in our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. And also, another message related to this step is grieve the old self. The link will be available in the description box. And once you're ready, you can come back to move on to the next step, which is renewing. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.